thank you so much for listening to this episode of Audible Sounds. You can catch us every Thursday at 4 p.m. We're going to go out with Ugandan grindcore artist Duma. And that's all been here at 88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh.
up that set of music and getting us at the top of the hour. So there's a chance on the encore presentation of this show. So if it's Tuesday afternoon, there's a chance you're not hearing my voice because the official encore show ended like 30 seconds ago. However, if it is Tuesday afternoon, you're hearing my voice. That's because the Mockster's extended his encore show, so you can hear the entire Viva La Mock today. So congratulations to you. For those of you here on a Friday night, guess what? It's Friday night. It's time for me to do a radio calendar and a music calendar. Before I get to both of those, how about I tell you some of the songs I just got done playing? Because that's kind of important. You can always go to wrct.org and click on my shows. Click on schedule. Find the Viva La Mock show. Click on that. And then if you see, if I've got my act together, my playlist should be posted so you can follow along and sing along with Mitch and the Mockster each and every Friday night or Tuesday afternoon. Before the Elvis Costello, yeah, I had a little bit of a island beat in that set of music, the Watching the Detectives from Elvis Costello, which I'm just going to let you know, Steve Goulding is the man playing drums on that. And you're like, Mockster, who? Steve Goulding, he was in The Rumor, and he's currently the drummer in The Mekons. Also is got a writing credit on I Love the Sound of Breaking Glass, the Nick Lowe song. And if my Steve Goulding trivia holds true, he also did the intro to, I think it's Let's Go to Bed with The Cure. Played drums on that. Just so you know. Just telling you things. Voice of the Beehive doing Zeppelin's Dire Maker. I love being able to play that because it's really rare. It's a rare vinyl B-side from the 80s that thankfully the WRCT Record Library owns, and I get to play it for you. Judge Dredd in there with Big 7. Sadly, we lost Judge Dredd 23 years ago today at the age of 52 of a heart attack, so I wanted to play some Judge Dredd. Some Dead Milkmen went back to the Big Lizard in My Backyard debut for a Gorilla Girl. Played that one not only because it fit within that beat and that style, but I did play that one because it talks about the Girl Scouts. And today is National Girl Scout Day, so do you have your cookies yet? Do you? The Mockster doesn't have a source, so you might have to find some Girl Scout who's hawking cookies on a Giant Eagle street corner or something of that nature. Oh, start off the entire set with the Specials. Rudy, a message to you. And when I play a set like that, I've got to remind you of two shows that would play more sets like that, including Tembo Sounds, which happens on Saturday. Saturdays from 8 to 10 is when Dr. O moved his show. So that's one. The other one is, of course, A Minute Pause, which is not just an almost insignificant space, but it's also a great show right before my encore show, Tuesdays from 10 until 2, with your host, Sean Watson. Anyway, babbled enough. Now let's get to the other part of the babbling. It's time for the WRCT radio and music calendar. Before I get to the calendar, I should remind you about like Zeke's Coffee or something like that, but I'll do that maybe after the calendar. Let's just get to the calendar. Come on, DJ boy, get to the calendar. Let you know some things going on around town with the WRCT radio calendar. For example, Off-Root Arts is a nonprofit that builds a new type of arts community that connects the public with original art made by artists between the ages of 16 and 24 years old. For more information, offrootart.com. Also, you can support Thrifty, which is the East End Community Thrift Store. They're one door down from the Thomas Merton Center on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood. And they have clothing and furniture and household appliances and good stuff like that. And what they're really looking for are donations, volunteers, and shoppers. Yeah, people like you could be one of those or all of those. All the profits from the store actually are donated to the Thomas Merton Center to help fund their general operations. For more information, 412-361-6010. And finally, the Office of Public Art here in Pittsburgh is pleased to announce Jaunt. It's an artist-designed public art tour that features a series of postcards by Pittsburgh artists, and it's available at various locations. So it provides a safe exploration of public art throughout the city during the pandemic. Makes a lot of sense to me. These postcards are available at Boom Concepts in Garfield, the Small Mall, which is in Lawrenceville, the CDCP Project, as well as there's an outpost for the Small Mall in Wilkinsburg, as well as People's Grocery in Garfield on Penn Avenue. That's my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, send it to us in an email at radio-calendar@wrct.org. Let's turn our attention to the WRCT music calendar. Yeah, unfortunately, we're getting closer. I can smell it. Yes, it's not just because I'm at home all the time and bathing apparently is optional. I can smell live music is coming somewhere in 2022 where you will be seeing these people not through a TV screen or a computer monitor, I should say, or either. I don't know. But until then, I tell you, just keep checking with your favorite websites or promoters and venues to see what they've got posted and listed. There's a place I saw in Glenshaw that said it's having live music. So Con Alma having live music there in Shadyside. So just telling you those things. But let me tell you what I do know about. Like, for example, the Suwannee Banjo Camp is happening this weekend, with online lessons in traditional music. And it's not just for people playing the banjo, hence their name is misleading, but more information is SuwanneeBanjoCamp.com. That is S-U-W-A-N-N-E. E, two E's in there to make it SuwanneeBanjoCamp.com. Also tomorrow, Joe Jenks is in concert doing a live stream for a Pittsburgh Song Space concert series. More information, it's a 7:30 show, and it's at UUSongspace.com. Of course, St. Patrick's Day, we would be having a parade this weekend, but we're not. I just heard today that the parade has been postponed until they are applying for a permit for September 18th, I believe. So why not have St. Patrick's Day in September? Just to force it in there. But that's down the road, but you can still check out some live shows via your computer. For example, Flogging Molly's doing a show on St. Patrick's Day on Wednesday the 17th, live from Dublin, floggingmollylive.com. And the Dropkick Murphys are doing their own thing in Boston. Again, theirs is a 7 p.m. show, so you could actually watch both and just be all, whatever you want to call it, out, St. Patty'd out on the day. There's, as I said, 7 p.m., and it's DKM, Dropkick Murphys, stream.com for more information on that. Friday, April 2nd, Joe Crookston is doing an online concert for Songspace. Again, that uusongspace.com is the information. And also on the Friday the 2nd, Glypie House is pleased to present Tom Paxton and the Don Juans for an online concert. Calliopehouse.org for more information on that show. That is my WRCT music calendar. If you or your organization, your band, your friend's band, your club, I don't know, if you know somebody who's doing something and they want other people to know about that something, and it's musically, send it to our music calendar at WRCT. Let's see how we do it. Music-calendar@WRCT.org. That's how we do it. Get on the old computer or your phone or whatever and just type in music-calendar@wrct.org. You can hear the music calendar and the radio calendar each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again at 11 p.m. Or if you listen to the Viva La Mock bonus show, you'll hear it at like 4 p.m. But that's okay. It's in there. Doesn't hurt for you to know things. I want to let you know that Charlie Parker is my background music for the duration of the evening. Charlie Parker actually passed away on this day 66 years ago. He was only 34 years old. Let's listen to a little Charlie Parker as I dig around and find some new music to play for you. Maybe some old music. Hey, you know what I'll do? I'll let you know what the mock is. the late Charlie Parker. This is Ornithology from Charlie Parker. Before we get into the music, I did want to remind you that during these uncertain times, people needing organ transplants need your help more than ever. And there's lots of social networking websites, but one of them actually saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. What it does is it links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. And in the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant. Most are actually waiting for kidneys. If you've considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're just someone in need of an organ transplant, check out matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. That's matchingdonors.com. We have a mock coming up in less than an hour. I gave you a clue a little ways back in my program of what the mock is going to be. And let's call this clue number two.
Getting caught made me think it over. And it told me that you're never coming back here again. We've been doing things the same way for so long that it took me aback. But I don't think I'll ever hear that sad song again. No. Don't tell me.
Sunday. and cry behind the door.
Mexico, and if you stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Late Justin Townes Earl doing his version of Maybe Baby here on the Viva La Mach radio program. And before Justin, how about some Ricky Nelson with Traveling Man? And a song as I'm listening to it, it's actually kind of creepy. Just a little bit. Granted, the song is, I can do the math, is 59 years old at this point. But all right. Hey, speaking of birthdays, played the Velvet Underground and Nico because it's the birthday of the release of that album. Can there be a birthday? Because it wasn't really born. Okay, it's the anniversary of the release of that first album from the Velvet Underground. It came out 54 years ago today, so I thought I'd play something from it. Picked one of the tracks with Nico, All Tomorrow's Parties. Nico was a consideration for the Mach tonight, actually, just to give you a heads up. So that could be, or I should say will be, a future Mach. Because I don't think I've ever mocked Nico. So we'll just keep that one on the bulletin board. Speaking of Mach, I started off the entire set with Spoon and their song Advance cassette as my second and final hint to what the mock is going to be tonight, because Lou Ottens, he's a Dutch inventor who invented the cassette tape, passed away at the age of 94 this week. So I want to honor him with something. So I thought, should I do a cassette tape mock? And I did some research on that, and I've ended up that the mock tonight is going to be mixtapes, because the cassette tape brought on the phenomenon of making the mixtape. So mixtape is going under the mock light tonight. My other clue, did you catch my other clue? The Pretty Girls Make Graves, C30, C60, C90, those are cassette tapes. Yeah, so that's what's going under the mock light tonight is mixtapes. In tribute to Lou Ottens, who invented what was originally called the compact cassette. I believe that's what they initially were labeled and were called. Hey, but speaking, let's go back to just a few minutes, because a few minutes ago, I should say, of what I was saying. Let's talk about that Nico mock, and Nico does a song that I have not heard a bad version of, and as I was doing some research on possibly doing this mock, I found a version I was unaware of. So I have to play this version of a song I love. It was written by Jackson Browne. And again, it's one of those songs. Have not found a bad version of it. And I could probably have a full 20 versions and play them back to back and not get sick of it. I'm not going to try that, though. It's Matt Pond, These Days.
I've been out walking. I don't do too much talking these days. These days. These days I seem to think a lot about the things that I forgot to do. And all the time I had the chance. Stop my rambling. I don't do too much gambling these days. These days. These days I seem to think about how all the changes came about my way.
Thank you. someone cruel has cut the string. I'm drifting out of sight, my head's too light to find a thing. Oh baby, life is like a cartoon movie. Being with you makes it groovy. Everything you do is new to me. And you feel it too. Do you find an added joy in every little thing you do? Oh, do you feel it too? Do you find the only thing that matters now is me and you? Can't believe my ears, you know I hear such crazy sounds. Each time I talk to you and walk with you, I'm off the ground. Oh baby, love is great, you just can't top it. Drop the ball, we mustn't drop it. Girl, there ain't a thing can stop it now. And you feel it too. Do you find an added joy in every single thing you do? Do you find the only thing that matters now is me and you? Tell me, baby.
Well, Mr. Bergman, have you made your decision? But before you answer, perhaps you're hungry. Let's go into the commissary.
Thank you. the Spanish galleon and the set degree, the mamas and papas and little Joey Day in all directions and to everything, the same obsession.
From a 25-year, we'll call it a greatest hits compilation from Splang here on the Viva La Mock radio program with their song Spanish Galleons, wrapping up that set of music for you. What else was in that set of music? I know you're asking yourself, because I'm also asking myself that. How about some Sparks? The Sparks, from an album they did called The Seduction of Ingmar Bergman, with Studio Commissary, because today, outside of being Girl Scout Day, today is actually Alfred Hitchcock Day. So I had to find a song that name-dropped Alfred Hitchcock in the lyrics, and that did. If you were listening intently, also played the Monkees in there, doing Do You Feel It Too. Start off that entire set with Matt Pond. Might be Matt Pond PA. I'm not sure what he was going by at that point in his life, but him doing the Jackson Browne penned These Days, start off that entire set. We've got about 19 minutes, a little less than 19 minutes before we get to the top of the hour. Don't forget, the top of the hour, we have a mock. It is a mixtape mock in tribute to Lou Ottens, who passed away, the inventor of the cassette tape. Yeah, but I don't. At the top of the hour, you know what? I was like, oh, I got to tell you something about Zeke's, and I didn't. So I'm going to tell you now that Zeke's Coffee joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Zeke's Coffee is a small batch roaster, cafe, and bakery, and they're located at 6015 Penn Avenue, right in the middle of the East Liberty neighborhood of Pittsburgh. And they specialize in fair trade coffee, espresso, and baked goods. You can find more information at Zeke'sCoffeePGH.com. And do you remember what Top 40 radio sounded like back in the 70s? All right, that's all I want to know. Or what Jay Thurber does too, and he just wants to brag about that, and he does a show called Radio 9. And you can say, okay, Gen Xer, I get it, but listen tomorrow from noon to 3, or I should say Saturday, noon to 3, for a mix of oldies and newies, and he throws some snark in there, and some fun stuff and some weird stuff and some weirdly fun stuff. It's only here on independent freeform radio, 88.3 FM, WRCT. Also, what I find to be pretty exciting is past few weeks I've been playing this new music by Pittsburgh's own Low Cunning. Their own, our own. Pittsburgh's own, that's the words I'm trying to use. Low Cunning. And then I looked at the WRCT charts, and you can look too. Go to WRCT.org, and the charts are right there, just right in front of you. And this week, they're at number 2. So thanks to your support, we're getting a local band to hopefully top our charts. I'm going to play them again. Why not? From their Tales of the Crappy Wizard. It's a horde of orcs have broken through the gates, and I'm looking to boil them alive. Name of the track that I'm playing for you. It's some Low Cunning here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Don't forget, we have a mixtape mock happening at midnight. And if you record it, you're going to make your own little mixtape, because that's what I do each week. I basically make a little mixtape for you, a four-hour mixtape for you and, well, for myself. That's what I do. It's Low Cunning.
Explore Uranus. That's why we're here.
I know that.
We've got a job to do.
Don't try to call, I won't pick up the phone.
That is Pittsburgh's own Teen Riot here on the Viva La Mock radio program doing their version of Girl in a Hot Rod. The original version was written by Richie Darren, came out in 1960 and was done by Richie Darren and the Newtones, just in the For What It's Worth column. Before that, the Librarians with Hickeys gave us Leave Me Alone. Played some Manor Astro Man in there with You Uranus. Start off the entire set with some Low Cunning, some more local music with a horde of orcs have broken through the gate, and I'm looking to boil them alive from the Tales from the Crappy Wizard release, which is out there, and you can find it on the band camps and all that. My name is Paul. We've got, my gosh, we've got like less than 8 minutes before we get to midnight. Don't forget, we're doing a mixtape mock here at midnight to celebrate Lou Ottens, who invented the cassette tape back in the 1960s, and he passed away at the age of 94 this week. So we're going to celebrate his invention and his contribution to music and rock and roll and in society in general, and we're going to do that by doing a mixtape mock. We are. It's what we do. It's the Viva La Mock.
No blind spots in the leopard's eyes can only help to jeopardize the lives of lambs that shepherd cries. An afterlife for a silver fish, eternal dust, less ticklish than the clean room a house guest wears. He lies on his side as he tried to ride. In fact, it's the earth which is known since birth. He lies on his side as he tried to hide. In fact, it's the earth which is known since birth. Face worker, a serpentine miner, a roof falls, an underliner of leaf structure, the egg timer.
Yeah.
Audible Sounds on 88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh.